With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Critics are decrying the reorganization plan the USDA announced last week by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. In a written statement, Amy Klobuchar, the Democratic ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, condemned the plan as a half-baked proposal and called for USDA officials to appear before Congress. A reorganization of this scale will impact the USDA's ability to provide critical services to Americans and undermine the agency's trusted expertise that farmers and families count on. We must have an immediate hearing before more damage is done. Rebecca Wolf, senior policy analyst at Food and Water Watch Senior Food, a nonprofit research and advocacy group, said the move further guts the government's ability to protect public health, the environment, and food safety. The real-world consequences will be severe, directly affecting people's lives. The reorganization is at least partly a cost-cutting measure, according to Rollins, and the relocated staff could see significant salary reductions due to lower rates paid outside the capital due to differences in the cost of living. The USDA's latest grain export sales report covering the week through July 17th held mixed but mostly solid results for traders to digest. Corn volume led the way once more, staying on the higher end of analyst estimates. Wheat sales improved 50% from the prior four-week average, besting all trade guesses in the process and hitting a marathon-esque number. Soybean sales struggled in contrast after old crop sales slumped 41% lower week over week. Corn exports found 54 million bushels in combined old and new crop sales last week. Old crop sales eased 2% lower week over week, while total sales were on the higher end of analyst estimates, which ranged between 19 million and 63 million bushels. Cumulative sales for the 24-25 marketing year remain noticeably above last year's pace after reaching 2.37 billion bushels. Representatives Mike Flood of Nebraska and Troy Carter of Louisiana have reintroduced the Sustainable Aviation Fuel Information Act. The SAF Information Act directs the EIA to include data on SAF in its petroleum supply monthly report and its weekly petroleum status report, including data related to the type, origin, and volume of feedstock used in the production of SAF, along with the total amount of SAF produced domestically and imported. Flood stated that SAF represents just one of many promising ways to grow the biofuel sector and boost our rural communities. Our straightforward, common-sense bill requires the EIA to include SAF in its published data, giving industry leaders and stakeholders better insight into production trends. I'm grateful to my colleague for partnering with me once again to support the growth of the SAF industry. Flood and Carter introduced a previous version of the bill in August of 2024. July is typically the hottest month of the year, and while August will arrive later this week, it may be equally as steamy, which can mean trouble for folks with vegetable gardens and fruit crops. Aaron Stile, a consumer horticulture specialist at the Iowa State University Extension, says we've had some very hot weeks already this summer, and problems begin to develop when temperatures go above 90 during the day and stay around 75 degrees at night.
But when we start getting really warm, especially in the vegetable garden, we're going to start to see things like slow ripening on tomatoes. You may be looking at your garden and seeing all these green tomatoes and thinking that they're being very slow to turn red, and that's very possible in really hot weather.
Flavor is also affected by hot weather. Cucumbers may taste bitter, and crops like melons and carrots may have reduced sweetness. Temperatures above 85 degrees can delay ripening in multiple types of vegetables. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.